Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there, and check out some of the things that Beverly Williams has deposited on our website, like, I don't know, dozens and dozens and maybe hundreds of archives of shows that we've conducted with her, and lots of other cool things that we have there under that she would be found under her name in the Brain Trust or under Home-Based Business in that section of the archives of the articles. She's the author, along with Don Cooper, of the outstanding Home-Based Business book, The 30-Second Commute. She's the 2002 Home-Based Business Advocate of the Year, chosen by the SBA for that fine award, and she's our good friend. Beverly, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. Always glad to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always. What's the news from the world of home-based business?
Well, I've been getting some interesting emails from people who are looking to get started, and some of the questions that they're asking are always so interesting. I thought one particular one that I received recently is someone who is actually starting to work as an independent contractor and was looking for a company that could manage taking all the taxes and standard deductions out of her check that she gets from this, not an employee, but the person she's contracting with.
So the contract, she's a contractor,
mm-hmm.
and they want to withhold on her.
They won't withhold. Because
they won't? Or they want to or they won't?
No, they will not. As
well,
an independent
okay.
contractor, that's her responsibility.
Exactly. I understand now. No, well, they are exactly right.
Yes, but she wanted to know if there was a company she could pay to take that check and deduct the appropriate tax deductions from it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that there were two issues here that I talked about with her, and that was, one, what it really means to be an independent contractor.
Yep.
What her responsibilities are versus the company that she is contracting with. And that means that you are the one who is in charge of all those tax deductions. You need to understand what they are and how to calculate them, as well as how to pay them.
Mm-hmm.
You don't just pay them out of each pay, out of each check that you receive
mm-hmm.
as an independent contractor. As far as a company that will deduct those, she said she had contacted several that will do it for small businesses, but not for just one person.
Right.
Like she is.
Well, she just, as an independent individual, she just needs to learn how to do it herself. Now, we have to take our hats off to her, though, Beverly,
mm-hmm.
because she recognizes that she doesn't need to commingle
right.
her personal and her business money and her personal business and the government's part of it.
Well, she recognized, fortunately, that she does have taxes to pay out
right.
of that money that she gets as an independent contractor.
Exactly.
That can be a major problem for people who don't know that and start collecting all this money and spending it, usually on reinvesting in their business, but then find mm-hmm. down the road in the next quarter that they owe money.
Yeah.
Well,
good. Well, hats off to her for that. And
mm-hmm.
But basically, because we're probably not talking about a lot of money, what I'm concerned about, the answer to her question is CPA.
Exactly.
Or public accountant or something like that. The problem is, though, with her, she's probably, and I hate to be presumptuous here, but it's probably not a lot of money in any given month. And so it's, it might be expensive just to have somebody handle that for one person.
Well, it might be, but my advice to her was that she should contact an accountant who does specialize in small businesses. One who particularly knows home-based business tax deductions and laws, so that he can not only help her with what she needs to withhold and pay out of this check that she gets from as
right.
an independent contractor, but also what kind of receipts and information she needs to keep so that she can write off her deductions at the end of the year when she takes her or when she does her income tax return. The thing about an accountant, most people are concerned that, like a lawyer, they're going to cost you a lot of money.
Right.
Particularly in the case of an accountant, if you have no other professional as a regular person in your business life, it should be the accountant, because that person will save you a lot of money in the long run, as well as a lot of headaches and perhaps some legal fees down the road if you don't comply properly with tax laws.
Well, exactly. I think you need to, this person needs to apply the pay me now or pay me later thing, philosophy, because if by paying an accountant now, even though it might be a little bit expensive, it won't be as expensive as paying the government too much in taxes or not getting them paid and paying the interest and penalty. And you can trust me as a man who has had experience with that, folks. that's a voice of experience speaking there. It is expensive and it can get ugly. Beverly, one other thing that I'd like to point out to folks, when you pull up to in front of a successful CPA office, you might be intimidated by the building or the number of people buzzing around and all that sort of thing. You might be thinking, wow, this is where big businesses come. How can I afford this? Every single CPA firm that I know has an entry-level accountant. They have someone who is very capable of handling this young lady's work, and they're looking for work for those people, and they don't charge that much money for that.
No, they don't.
You're not going to get. She's not going to get the senior partner of the CPA firm, nor does she need that person.
No, not only that, may I point out that there are mucho accountants who are home-based, one-person operations, who also understand what it's like to get going, and their initial fee may be extremely low. Mm-hmm. You don't know. I mean, they understand where you're at and what it costs, and they'd rather see you have the information. Yes, they're going to charge you. That's how they make their living. However, what you will save down the road will be more than worth it, and it could be written off against your income as a tax-deductible item down the road.
Well, the other thing to remember is while this person is doing what they know how to do, you can go do what you know how to do.
Right.
And probably in the time that you would have fussed over all that yourself to learn how, you could be out making, doing your profession, making more than enough money in that little period of time to pay the accountant.
You're right.
Adam Smith called it division of labor 226 years ago, or 229 years ago, I should say. And it's classic economics, folks. It's very, very classic, and it works. 20 after, we'll be right back with our good friend, Beverly Williams, the co-author of the book, The 30-Second Commute. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Beverly Williams is here, too. She's the author of The 30-Second Commute and our home-based business expert. Heck, she's the world's expert on home-based business. And Beverly, give us your website, please.
It's www.beverlywilliams.com.
All right. And you can find out more about your book there, can't they?
They certainly can. That and a lot of other information about starting and operating a business from home.
But stop noodling around, folks. Go get this book, and it'll help you with your home-based business. Beverly, let's talk a little bit more about this young lady who emailed you about how to make sure that she partitions the money that she brings in so that the government gets their share, her business gets its share, and she gets her share. And we talked about going to a CPA firm, but if she's just a little bit knowledgeable about computers and pretty good with math and has the slightest bit of inclination towards this sort of thing, and a little bit of discipline, maybe just a little bit more discipline, technology is available that can help her, isn't it?
It is. There are a number of programs available from various companies that will help you calculate the amount of money that you need to set aside and how often you need to pay it. Lots and lots of programs. In fact, the accountant that you consult with initially could probably recommend one or two, and they're not above doing that. They understand people who want to do these things themselves, and they would be happy to tell you about it. There's a lot of information on the Internet. You certainly could talk to other business owners as well, particularly home-based, you know, one- or two-person operations that have been established for a while, and find out how they do it, and if they use a software program, which one. Ask questions like, what do they like about it and what don't they like, and determine whether or not you can put up with the don't likes. There are so many different ways. I mean, you can use the old-fashioned way of keeping records, like I did years and years ago when I was doing payroll for the company that I managed, with paper and pencil, keeping a record book. Whatever way works for you, but there's some very, very good software available at very inexpensively to help you.
Under $100, most of it.
Under $100, absolutely, yeah. Under $100. There may even be some shareware. Now, I have never looked at any of that, but I know there's some pretty inexpensive programs that are pretty close to being free. Now, you would want to understand what it is you need to be able to do, how to calculate what you need to calculate out of your income in order to pay your taxes, both to federal and to state. You may even have a locality that you have to pay some taxes to, personal property tax on your business assets, all those things you need to understand. There's a very good book, J.K. Lasser's Home-Based Business Taxes Made Easy.
By our good friend Barbara Weltman.
Yes, and those books are wonderful, easy to read, and you can then understand what it is you need to do and then evaluate software programs that will help you meet your particular needs.
Here's the challenge, though, Bev. Getting the money partitioned, getting it and knowing that if I brought in, you know, $500, that 75 of it goes to the government, 25 goes to the state, my company needs, I've got 400 left, my company needs 1,000.
Mm-hmm.
What do I do? And I got a bill, I got rent to pay, I got a car payment, the kids need braces, et cetera, et cetera. The problem is not mechanically, the first challenge is mechanically getting the, knowing how much money goes where.
Mm-hmm.
But the next challenge is having the discipline,
right,
to actually put that money and put that $75 into a separate account, to go ahead and have a separate account or whatever, but to have the discipline to do that. And it's just not easy. I mean, folks, I'm not going to tell you that it's easy, Bev.
No, it's not easy. But I'll tell you, one of the things that I did that I learned from somebody else, I've known people who set up separate accounts, savings accounts, to put their tax money. I was advised one time by somebody who said, well, I just write it out of my balance, so that the balance that I see in my checkbook is the balance less the taxes that I'd have to pay out of that
sum
that I just got.
Right.
And the money's still there, but if you don't see it written down, it's not there when you go to pay bills.
Well, you can go ahead and write the check and put it in a drawer. But the thing is, though, Bev, the reality is that there's always, no, if you're home-based or if you have 100 employees, there's always something tugging on the cash that you have, one of the greatest things that you'll have to have discipline to do as a small business owner is to not commingle your money.
Right, exactly, and to pay your taxes when you need to pay them in the right amounts. Yeah,
it's probably if not the top, it's one of the top two or three reasons why companies fail.
Right. Yep. Managing your cash flow is a big deal, and it does take a lot of discipline and understanding how to manage the various things that you're going to have to pay. Like you said, if you have to pay your taxes, what is it they say? There's only two certain things in life, and one is death and one is taxes.
Yep, absolutely. And I think it may be in the other order, by the way.
Beverly,
give us your website one more time.
www.beverlywilliams.com.
Beverly, thanks for being here. Good job, as always. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
I'll be here.
Beverly Williams, ladies and gentlemen, she is the best. Quick break, right back with our new friend, Myron Ebel, and we're going to talk about global warming. Is it real or is it junk science? The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot. I'll be right back.
Baby, I love you.
In Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.